To talk in there somewhere.
Yeah, I love that piece of music, though. I just want to sit and listen to that for the next 20, 30 days.
Get your boogie on. Yeah. We could use a little boogie this morning. All I'm right. dragging. We are joined by Sergeant Mike Blair. We wouldn't let him leave. We nailed his shoes to the floor. Oh, wait. He's
there
wearing sandals.
His next airplane taking off.
Yeah, no kidding. P-51?
Yep.
I can't see him from here.
You will.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Beautiful.
Absolutely magnificent. Isn't that a thrilling sound?
No, it's a wonderful airplane. I love taking a ride in that thing in the AS Oceana.
All right.
Oh, you know, man.
These guys.
Hey.
Gets hooked up.
We'll give it to him. We'll give it to him because he has served
That's
our country.
That's true. He earned it.
So you've earned that ride.
We can still be jealous, though.
Hey, absolutely.
I've got the scars.
Whoa.
Ow.
That's rude. I'll tell
I
you
I guess
what.
I shouldn't complain about that hangnail.
No, definitely not. So, Mike, you are associated with Warrior Aviation here. What's this all about?
Well, these guys were so inspired by the AOP article on me getting my light sport last year. And they took me up on July 4th in an L-39 jet. It's called the Vandy 1, or it was called the Vandy 1. I think they're still doing that, and it's still painted with Navy colors for the test squadron out from California. It's in honor of Pat Marsh's dad, the owner of the plane. And so they took me for a ride up in this thing. And I was so inspired by them that I decided I wanted to get the 1,000 hours so I can have some jet time, because they said, hey, once you get 1,000 hours, we'll take you up again. And maybe get you in the front seat eventually. And so they got to thinking about this real long and hard, and they wanted to give back too. And so they set up this nonprofit organization. It's called Warrior Aviation. The website is warrioraviation.org. And the whole premise of this is to give wounded veterans, OIF, OEF, and eventually as many people as they can help out, just be a networking partner, be an opportunity liaison. And so they set up a huge Wings, Wheels, and Warriors fly-in, old-timey cars, and had a big shindig out at Manassas Airport, even though their home base is actually Frederick, right next to AOPA. And they set this thing up out there because of one of their big contributors, and they got about 30 companies and about 5,000 people to come in, and they sponsored two veterans. One is, actually they're both still on active duty there. Corporal Eli Tice, United States Marine Corps. He lost a leg over in the war, and he's almost to solo right now.
Nice.
And then there's a Sergeant First Class in the Army, and God bless it, but I can't remember his name.
That happens after a week here in the hot sun, getting baked.
So, you know, the whole idea is that, you know, they're going to teach guys to fly. They're going to take these guys to a career path in flying. They're going to set up an A&P school up in Delaware with the jet. The first 100 guys out of that program, they've already talked to Boeing. They have a guaranteed job with Boeing once they're done with school. They're
going to
set them up
deal.
With room and board and all that kind of good stuff.
My goodness, that is fantastic.
That is an awesome deal to be able to go to school, come out in A&P, and then have a guaranteed job. That's hard to come
that's
by
saying
these
something.
Days. That's a wonderful commitment from Boeing.
Yeah, it's just a testament to, you know, all these major corporations around the country are really, really thankful for, you know, the veterans that we have coming home. And God bless the ones who don't and their families and all that.
Well, you guys have certainly earned it and deserve it, and it's about time the military get recognized.
So you're doing the flight training out of Manassas, Virginia?
I'm not. The Warrior Aviation is.
Warrior Aviation.
I'm an honorary board member and warrior liaison. So, you know, I have contact still within the warrior community. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll have a guy send me an email or give me a call and say, hey, you know, what about this flying thing? Can you really hook that up? And so I just I call up my fellow board members and I say, you know, hey, where are we at in the program? You know, what kind of funding do we have? And, you know, can we get this guy in now, or, you know, is it going to be a little bit of a wait? And, you know, they just got started late last year. They went to ICAST. They set up about 20 air shows. So they've been to Rochester. They did Andrews Joint Base Air Show. And apparently, you know, Quicksilver was out there flying with them, you know, the P-51. And, you know, they've got a glamorous gal, P-51, and they've got the L-39 Vandy 1 jet with the Wounded Warrior, or sorry, the Warrior Aviation logo on it.
Well, was flying something you ever thought of pursuing before?
I'd always, you know, I'd visit the FBO, I'd talk to a CFI, you know, he'd give me an overall cost, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 to get a pilot's license. And, you know, aside from the money, you know, just, you know, didn't ever take the time to go do it. But if somebody had told me, you know, you can pay like $100 a weekend or, you know, something like that and, you know, do it over time, then, you know, I might have pursued it even earlier in my life. Now, as it is, I'm 36. And one day I called up Walt and I said, you know, when I first met Walt, it was at a Friday night dinner for the troops. Every Friday night, an organization out in D.C. called Aletheia takes inpatients and their families and outpatients out to a steak dinner at Morton's or some other nice venue. And Walt sponsored one of these dinners for the Veterans Airlift Command so that guys like me could know about it, because, you know, I'd already been in the hospital situation for about 2 years by the time I met Walt. And so I didn't know about the VAC when it was my turn for a unit homecoming. You know, my guys came home about 10 months after I did. And, you know, then, you know, a lot of guys take a ride home, and they got these, you know, big old celebrations going on when they get there and stuff like that. But it already been 2 years, and I met Walt, and I was like, man, that is a great thing you're doing, and with the Veterans Airlift Command, and I started passing out flyers, and I started you know, telling all the families about it. I was like, you know, hey, why are you going to fly commercial when you can fly in a G5 or a G2 or a King Air or even a Cessna? You know, because the basic line about the Veterans Airlift Command is that, you know, we've got guys that are missing legs going through TSA, and if they knew how hard it was to put one of those things on, they sure wouldn't ask you to take it off,
right?
And
yeah,
swab it for bomb residue, you know, before you get on an airplane that, you know, you lost your leg protecting.
Right, right. It does seem like a bit of a slap.
So that's, you know, really, Walt Fricke inspired me to fly, and, you know, because of me, Warrior Aviation got started, and, you know, it's a really amazing thing to be a part of. You know, this is my first time to Oshkosh. And
Are you in aluminum overload yet?
Yeah. I'm high as a kite, especially after the night show. One thing that I will remember for the rest of my life from this week, and I've been here through the whole week, is that I sat in the Devil Dog B-25 Mitchell, and my daughter was in the pilot seat and I was in the co-pilot seat. And she wanted to climb in the back seat. And when she did, a 90-year-old man scrambled up the steps. I helped him get into the pilot seat. And the man, his name was Captain Mylon Hutchinson. And he'd flown 70 missions in that airplane.
Wow. That chokes you up, right? Just listening to it.
I'll bet he has some stories to tell.
Yeah.
He flew over China and Burma and... He told me a couple of them, but I didn't want to take up his time and his family.
Right.
Well, you know, this is interesting it's amazing how things like this can snowball, especially when it comes to the veterans, because lately there have been groups and organizations formed, and they're literally coming out of the woodwork to help all of our veterans when they get back home, and of course their families too, and it just... You know, it has to make you feel good thinking about that.
It really does. There are so many people out there that have thanked me for my service. You know, I got the privilege of flying up, driving up and down the flight line in this beautiful Veterans Airlift Command Hummer, you know, with the painted flag on it. And, buddy, that was amazing. I mean, every single one of those people were saying thank you, saluting me, Semper Fi. You know, I mean, I guarantee you about 30% of the audience at least has served in this country's, you know, military. So it's really amazing the heartfelt thanks that we get, especially from those guys from, like, Vietnam. And really, I give them a lot of credit for a lot of these organizations popping up everywhere, because they say, not on my watch, you know, not this time, buddy.
Exactly. Right. And, of course, the Vietnam veterans got nowhere near the reception that the post 9/11 veterans are getting. They were reviled way back then, but
spit upon and told to, you know, baby killers.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned,
not a good time in our history.
As far as I'm concerned, they all walk on water in my book, because in spite of the atmosphere, they served anyway.
Absolutely.
And they did good.
And you know what? They came home and they tucked their head down and they got to work and they started doing things right.
And it's amazing how many Vietnam veterans are involved with present-day veterans to give back to them, because they've been there. They know what it's like.
Yep.
Well, Fricky's helicopter pilot from Vietnam. Yep. You know, that's where he got the idea for the Veterans Airlift Command. He got his foot blown up. He was at the hospital for a long time. When his family showed up, that's when his recovery started going much quicker.
Yep. It's good to see familiar faces when you're...
You got a reason to get out of bed.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I was lucky. My wife stuck around, you know, from the time I got wounded. She never went home. Never went home one time until I was safe with my mom and grandma back in Texas. And she finally went home to pack up our stuff out in California. And then I had to go right back to the hospital because I got an infection. And sure enough, she's right back in Bethesda, Maryland with me.
I do believe you have a keeper there, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I want to thank you for joining us. And where do we find out more about Warrior Aviation?
The warrioraviation.org.
Very good.
Okay. This is has been Sergeant Mike Blair, U.S. Marine Corps retired. We would once again like to thank you for your service, for you and all the other veterans keeping us silly people here safe in America.
Yeah, making it possible so we can be idiots on the radio.
Exactly, so we can be radio jabronis.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start on EAA Radio.